בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום. We are continuing through our journey of Kohelet. מה כתוב? Kohelet דלת טט. So, this is another very famous pasuk. טובים השניים מן האחד, אשר להם שכר טוב בעמלם. So this is really a follow-up to the pasuk we spoke about yesterday, which was that even if you have a chacham, בצדיק וזה, but you know, he doesn't involve anybody else in his life, not a wife, not children, not תלמידים, וזהו מסכן, אין לו כלום. He doesn't have another generation to give it over. But says Shlomo HaMelech, Tovim HaShinai Minai Echad. Anything that you do in life, two heads are better than one. This is mamash the makor for that. And therefore, Talmid Chacham, you should get married. The Gemara says in Masechet Yevamot Daf Samach Bet, Hasharui Belo Isha, Hasharui Belo Simcha, Belo Choma, Belo Torah. Even Belo Torah, Talmid Chacham, without a wife, your Torah is not really, doesn't stick. Yeah? So that's, and it's not only with regards to Torah, it's with regards to anything you do. It's always better to have a shutaf. Yeah, whether it's shutaf b'chayim, shutaf b'asakim, you have to be careful with shutafut. But, yeah. You know, anything you do, any venture is always better to do
with someone.
With two. Yod, ki imi polu, now he continues, also a follow-up of that. Why is two better than one? Ki imi polu ha'echad yakim et chaviru. If you do something as a joint venture, and one person falls, the other one will help him back up. Ve'ilu ha'echad she'ipol ve'in sheni la'akimo. One person falls down, the pashut, he's saying svara ishara.
Yeah.
If one person falls, you have nobody to get you up. Yud alef gam mishkevu shenaim vecham lahem ul echad ech yecham. Also, not even, he says this is a it's a mashal for zachar unkeva. Says when you lie down, when you sleep in bed, so one person, let's say you don't have a cover or whatever, so you're going to be cold. If you're two people, even if you don't have a cover, you have a very light cover, what helps heat you up?
Body
heat. Yeah. It's actually a pasuk where samuch v'nir'eh to Purim. We're a month and a half away.
Yeah.
So katub b'mgilat Esther, when did b'chodesh ha'asiri hu chodesh tevet b'shnat tesha le'malchuto? When did Achashverosh take Esther chodesh tevet? Why was that? Says Rashi HaKadosh, because that's the coldest time of the year, and that's when the guf is nehena from body heat, whatever, and Hashem gave him that extra special tava, and he focused on Esther. So he said, you know, that is what makes the world go round. The Chachamim teach us that we're not for, over here it's talking that also, you know, there's a tava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled into the world, tavat nashim, in order to help procreate. Can you imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create an element of ta'ava for Pirya Birya? Logically, it makes no sense whatsoever. Logic, just pure logic. To get married and to have children. Why in the world would you want to get yourself
stuck,
bogged down like that? No, I'm saying logic. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishtabach Shemo, he b'chokhmato ha'ila'a, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in this element of ta'ava, because without that, there would be no bri'ah, there would be, you know, nobody would procreate. And one generation after the world's created, that would be the end of it. So he says, that's what he's saying. Rashi HaKadosh says, ul'inyan zachar unkeva mitchamemim ze mizeh umolidin. Right? That's also a thing. Yes, people, the people who don't get married, miskenim gedolim me'od, miskenim, and they're bitter, and it's a terrible thing. You need two people. Now, he says on the, continuing this, says Shlomo HaMelech Pasuk Yud Bet, v'imitkefu ha'echad, השניים, I'm sorry, ומתקפו האחד, השניים יעמדו נגדו. If they get attacked by one person, the two people will be able to defend themselves and overpower them. And that's two people. והחוט המשולש, another very famous pasuk, לא במהרה ינתק, which means the three-plied string will not be severed very quickly. This is a very, so there's two pshatim, there's pshat, and there's a drash over here that she brings down. אם באו לסתים עליו לתוקפו, אם שניים הם יעמדו לנגדו, וכל שכן עם שלושה. Which means, two against one will win. And כל שכן if it's three against one. But there's a darash over here, that the Gemara brings down several places in Shas, which Rashi HaKadosh brings down. It's from Kiddushin Daf Mem. מישהו תלמיד חכם, ובנו ובן בנו, שוב אין תורה פוסקת מזרעו. Which means, that if a person is תלמיד חכם, and his son is two, and his grandson is two, the Torah will never cease from that family. Why? Chut Mishulash lo bimra'i natek. And one more perush says Rashi. Davar acher, Chut Mishulash b'mikra uv'mishna uv'derech eretz lo bimhera uchotek. Which means, you have
Torah שבכתב, Torah שבעל פה, and דרך ארץ, okay? That will prevent the person. Now, דרך ארץ can be understood both ways. דרך ארץ as in behavior, as in character traits and midot, and דרך ארץ also what?
Job.
Mm. Yeah, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, כל תורה שאין עמה דרך ארץ, סופה הבטלה וגוררת אבון. And then the Mishnah ends off over there, שהגיעת שניהם משכחת אבון, which means dealing with both of them, person's busy, he doesn't sin so fast. So here he's saying, חוטים שולש, you have all three of these things, it prevents you to a certain extent from sinning. Oh, there's another very famous pasuk. טוב ילד מסכן וחכם, ממלך זקן וכסיל. A pitiful but wise child is better than an old foolish king. Asher lo yada leizahir od, because he doesn't know. Yeah, when al pi pshuto, a child, even if he is a miskin, but if he's chacham, since he's a child and he's also chacham, if he's doing something wrong and you give him musar, he'll take it. Melech zaken uchsin, he's a king and he's old. So if he's doing something wrong and you give him musar, first of all, you can't give him musar. And even if you could give musar, he's an old man. You ever heard the, you see this all the time. All the time. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
וזה האמת. וזה האמת. Certain, you get to an age, there's a cutoff point, there's no more tochacha. One of the memchet kinyanet ha-Torah is what? Ehov is tochachot. The person who loves to hear musar. The very famous story with the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes was the grandson of the Chidush HaYamim. His father was the Imre Emes, who passed away very young. The Sfasemes of Yehuda Arya Leib Migur. So he was raised by his Rebbe and his grandfather, the Chidush HaYamim. He was the first Ger Rebbe, Gaon Adir. So the Sfasemes, when he was younger, he had a minhag. When he was a buffer, he used to stay up like all or most of the night learning. And then he would go catch a nap, whatever. Davin, and then, you know, come to Seder. But he used to come a little bit late because he was up all night learning. One time, the Chidush HaYamim was also the Rashid of Ger, so he saw his grandson walking in late to Seder, and he started, like, he took him aside and he started giving it to him. What's going to be with you? He gave him, like, what do you mean coming late to Seder? V'seist. Yeah, how do you come late to Seder? Ma'yeitcha. And he gave it to him, and his friends were watching the Sfasemes. So after the whole, and they saw the Sfasemes put down his head and he says, yeah, I'm sorry, and he took it. So they asked him, how come you didn't tell your grandfather that you were up all night learning? You could have just easily saved the whole speech. He said, I don't have a lot of opportunities to get musar from my grandfather. By the time I get it, let me at least enjoy it. Ehov et ha-tochachot. That's one of the kinyanim shel Torah. A person who doesn't take tochacha, lo yiknet ha-Torah. Never will he be konet ha-Torah. That's one perush. Another perush that I heard from Ran Zichrono Berakha, Tov yeled misken v'chacham mimelech zaken uchsil, that's a reference to Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer HaRa. Yetzer HaTov, when does a person get Yetzer HaTov? The Yetzer HaRa is a 13-year head start over the Yetzer HaTov. You know that.
Wow.
Yetzer HaRa you get immediately, and not only that, Yetzer HaRa was created when? Sheshet Yimei Bereshit. So he's almost 6,000 years old. So the Yetzer HaRa is Melech Zaken Uchsil. He's a Melech because he controls you, makes you do bad things. Zaken, 6,000 years old, Uchsil. But he's a fool, the Yetzer HaRa. Why? Because he tries, all the time he tries the same tricks. Do this, do that. And we're already used to his tricks, but we keep following it. So jokes on who? On us. Aval, who? Kesil. He's the fool. Why? Because he uses the same tricks. The Yetzer HaTov, Yeled, right, he's 13 years late. Misken, because, you know, he's really the underdog when it comes to the Yetzer HaRa. But Chacham, because the Yetzer HaTov helps you find all sorts of, you know, ways to outsmart the Yetzer HaRa. So says Maran Zichrono Berakha, explains, Tov Yeled Misken V'Chacham. The underdog, the Yetzer HaTov, is always better. He's able to find you the Derech HaTova Shebahem. So Be'ezat Hashem, we'll continue next time. And yeah, so Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.